It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I want to remind our listeners that contrary to what most calendars say, today is not President's Day. It is George Washington's birthday. That's what the federal law states, and anyone who calls it otherwise is just ignoring the law. It's so unfortunate that school textbooks tend to minimize Washington's greatness. It's important for young people to learn why we should have a holiday to honor the father of our country. He lived at a time when we had many giants of American history, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, Ben Franklin, to name only a few. But George Washington was the acknowledged leader among all those great men. His incredible leadership was based on his outstanding character, his good judgment, his unique self-control, and strength of character. We're all familiar with George Washington's face on our $1 bill. It's a rather stern countenance. There are no photographs of Washington as a young man. But recent anthropology techniques and computer models are able to tell us what he actually looked like. They show us that he was a very handsome young man, 6'3" tall. He had a very strong, athletic body, with gray-blue eyes, auburn hair, and yes, he had all his teeth. Of all the founding fathers, Washington was the most athletic, the most adventurous, and clearly a man of action. He looked extraordinarily perfect when riding a horse, and he was just as graceful on the dance floor. Indeed, George Washington must have looked every bit the leader we know he was. It used to be that a photograph of George Washington hung in every public school classroom, but about 20 years ago, the pictures began to be removed. That was about the same time the textbooks began to de-emphasize the extraordinary leadership, wisdom, and integrity of our first president. Check out the history books in your local school and see if they adequately explain why George Washington was called first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Especially if you have children at home, I encourage you to get our special report on George Washington. Looking at his life can help restore our respect for the office of the president. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for free information on George Washington. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man cleverly disguised as a responsible adult, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today, for whatever it's worth, happens to be the 20th day of February. It's a Monday morning, and it is President's Day. President's Day. Now, I'm going to do something this morning that I normally don't do, and that is use the Chronicle as part of the news story, but I have a mistake in this month's Chronicle, which went out one day last week. So by now, you probably have read it, and you probably haven't found the mistake. But someone did and emailed me and said, how could this happen? Because it couldn't happen. It's a date thing. And I'll use the entire article because it has to do with President's Day. I titled the article, Abe Lincoln Freed the Slaves. Old Derry Brownfield, he wrote that. In the 1930s, when I was in grade school, each classroom was decorated with a picture of George Washington and Abe Lincoln. Every year on February the 12th, we studied the life of Abe Lincoln, and on February the 22nd, we honored our first president, George Washington. Both men were noted for their honesty and for knowing how to use an axe. President Lincoln was known as Honest Abe, and it was George Washington who never told a lie. We drew pictures of them on construction paper, Washington chopping down his father's cherry tree and Honest Abe splitting rails, both using an axe. Our teacher explained to us that George Washington being the father of our country, and it was Abe Lincoln that freed the slaves. Well, during my growing up years, several of my young friends were black, although back then they didn't like the term black and they wanted to be called Negroes. Anyway, our nation was segregated and my Negro friends went to a different school but were taught that if it hadn't have been for President Lincoln, they'd still be slaves. The blacks particularly worshipped their dead hero, and all the black families I knew voted Republican because Lincoln was a Republican. Well, if you're a historian who understands the Civil War, you know that slavery didn't enter the picture until the war was well underway. The war was fought over unfair taxation of the South by the northern industrial states. Nevertheless, today's modern history books tell us that Abraham Lincoln sent Union troops down to free the slaves. Just to set the record straight, let me quote from a speech Lincoln made during a debate on September the 9th, 1858. And that was the mistake in the article because I transposed it to 1885, and someone wrote and said, I don't know, but I think Lincoln would have been dead in 1885, which he was, and it was our mistake. So if you are keeping your chronicles forever and ever and ever, you might want to change that 1885 to 1858. Anyway, here's what Lincoln said back in 1858 in a debate. I am not, nor ever have been in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality, for the white and black races. I am not, nor ever have been, in favor of making voters or jurors of Negroes, nor qualifying them to hold office, nor to intermarry with white people. And I will say in addition to this that there are physical differences between the white and the black races which I believe will ever forbid the two races living together on terms of social and political equity. The Lincoln's first inaugural address, he says, I have no purpose, directly or indirectly, to interfere with the institution of slavery in the states where it exists. I believe I have no lawful right to do so, and I have no inclination to do so. In 1862, Lincoln wrote a letter to the editor of the New York Tribune, stating his purpose for the war with the South. He said, my paramount object is to save the Union, and is not either to save or to destroy slavery. If I could save the Union without freeing any slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would do that also. What I do about slavery and the colored race, I do because I believe it helps save the Union. Now, those comments came from Lincoln during his presidency. And the interesting thing was, as I mentioned earlier, my teachers didn't tell me these things because my teachers were probably not aware of the facts either, because our history books way back in the good old days were politically correct, for whatever that's worth.
Can I give you one more, whatever it's worth?
Give me whatever it's worth.
Well, this is only because I know it.
Give me whatever it's worth.
You said Abraham Lincoln was dead by 1858. He was shot on April 13th, 1865. He died the next day, April 14th, 1865.
I said I know he was dead by 1885.
1885. You said that correct. I said it wrong. Here we go again. But I know he was shot on April 13th, 1865, died the next day, April 14th, because...
Now, how do you know that?
I was born on April 14th.
But you weren't born on 1885.
1865. No, I wasn't.
Well, I looked up yesterday, and I should have remembered the date. But I looked up yesterday to see when my grandfather was born. The grandfather that I lived with throughout most of my growing up years. And he was born in 1865. And I think he was born in April. So he was born about the time that Lincoln was assassinated, for whatever all that is worth. We're going to take a break here, are we? Should I be listening to music, or is my clock not quite right?
No, you're doing fine here.
We've got less
than a minute. If you and I keep jabbering, you'll have even less than that.
Well, I can jabber a little bit more. I can give our telephone number in that length of time. It is 1-800. See, these clocks have caused us so much trouble, and all this electronic stuff is supposed to be tied into GPS or something, but it don't work. Anyway, our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome. We'll be right back.
This is the Terry Brownfield Show.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we are back.
Hey, Derry.
Yeah.
In that last break, you made one comment that I thought was funny. You said the clocks were tied into GPS, but that reminded me of a commercial I saw last night.
Well, I couldn't remember a Tommy clock, and I said GPS. I had to say something. Go ahead.
It was funny. The GPS now, the OnStar in some of the vehicles will email you. Your car will email you and tell you what's wrong with it. Like, hey, you need to check the oil, or you got low tire pressure, or I need a new valve, or something like
that. Really?
Your car or truck will now email you by way of OnStar. By way of GPS.
No, I don't want one that's that smart.
You wouldn't answer the email anyway.
I wouldn't. I'd have to wait till you came to work. Have Beth do it, maybe. See, I don't know. I just want one to start every time you hit the switch. That's the main thing, and I want it to run, and I don't want any flat tires, and I keep new tires on everything and new batteries in everything.
I must have missed my email because I had a flat tire this morning. I didn't get the email. That was the problem.
That's what you said. And my Ram Tough Dodge with the diesel Cummins in it would not start Saturday morning. I'll admit it was zero, and I did not have it plugged in. But I still thought it would start. I held the glow plug thing on and on and on, but it didn't want to go. But we do have an old International tractor that will start on those kind of days, and it's diesel. So I don't know what the deal is. Doesn't make any difference. The atomic clock tells me that I have another minute to go here. Today being February the 20th is President's Day. And a group of these college professors, they're kind of history buffs, at least that's what they get paid for being. They have surveyed all of the blunders that presidents have made over the past many, many years to decide who made the worst blunders. And Gary Gregg says we can probably learn just as much or maybe even more by looking at the mistakes that the presidents made, rather than looking at what they actually did right. And number one, this group put together now, as I say, they're history professors. Number one greatest mistake was President James Buchanan for failing to avert the Civil War. He did not do enough to oppose efforts by Southern states to secede from the Union before the war. See, they could have taken care of that Civil War. All they would have had to have done, the South was going broke because of the taxation that the North was placing on them. And they said, hey, we've got to do something. And, you know, the Federalist Papers had already written in the Federalist Papers that you don't have to stay in this Union if you don't want to. If things don't go right, you have every right to secede. And that was there. And that's all they wanted to do. Well, anyway, they didn't let them, and we had a civil war. Number two was Andrew Jackson, and we'll discuss him and a couple other presidents. But Bill Clinton's not one of the bad guys. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Now, as I mentioned, these college professors, they're all history buffs. They have gone through the list of what mistakes were made by presidents here in the United States. And they said, well, we can learn more, perhaps, from their mistakes, and we can learn by looking at why they were great. And as I mentioned, the very first one they mentioned was James Buchanan, who could have made things right with the South, so the South would not have wanted to leave the Union. Then Buchanan, they gave him second place. Andrew Jackson, they gave him second place in his decision just after the Civil War to side with the Southern whites and oppose improvements in justice for Southern blacks beyond abolishing slavery. Okay, Lyndon Johnson gets number three. He earned the number three spot by allowing the Vietnam War to intensify. And, you know, I remember that very well, but I also remember Lyndon B. Johnson giving away the Panama Canal. To me, that was just about as big a problem as it was as the Vietnam. A lot of lives were lost in Vietnam, of course, but hey, we lost a lot of our property when we let the Chinese take over the Panama Canal. And I realize we didn't give it to the Chinese, but they're down there now and they own both ends of it. Okay. They mentioned Bill Clinton. and says the Clinton and Lewinsky scandal, it didn't belong in the top 10 at all because it didn't affect American history. It was more or less just some things that happened. But I remember Bill Clinton giving China our atomic secrets. This is one of the things that really bothered me with Clinton. Number four, they give Woodrow Wilson in fourth place, which I would have put him in first place. But anyway, refusal to compromise the Treaty of Versailles after World War I. I didn't even know he did that. I'd put Woodrow Wilson right at the top for taking away the constitutional rights of Congress to mint money and control the supply thereof and giving it to the Federal Reserve private bankers, and at the same time putting us into the IRS system so that we have to pay income tax. Those are the two things that Woodrow Wilson did, and I'd set him way up at the top of the list. Anyway, then they go to number five, Richard Nixon's involvement in the Watergate cover-up. And again, I would remember as his mistake was going to China. Remember, he was the first president actually to visit China, and all this that we have seen since then, I think he planted the seed for that. Anyhow, let's go to James Madison. Failure to keep the United States out of World War, out of the War of 1812 with Britain. Thomas Jefferson, the Embargo Act of 1807. Now, I do not know that much about the Embargo Act of 1807. But I think if you'll go back and study your history, you will see that that Embargo Act was not all that bad. In fact, I thought the Embargo Act did what it was supposed to do, and we had a fairly desirable economy after that thing started to work a little bit. But anyway, they being liberal professors, they don't see things quite like I do. Or maybe me being a ridiculous redneck hypocrite, I see things different than they do. Anyhow, John F. Kennedy allowing the Bay of Pigs invasion that led to the Cuban Missile Crisis, okay, and Ronald Reagan in the Iran-Contra affair to sell arms to Iran and use the money to finance Nicaragua, etc. Okay, that's what the professors thought were the worst mistakes, blunders made by presidents throughout our history.
Hey, Derry.
Yes.
A listener called and just wanted to make sure you had read that properly. LBJ did not give away the Panama Canal. It was Jimmy Carter.
It was Jimmy Carter.
Yes, sir.
You're absolutely right. It was Jimmy Carter. I said it was LBJ, and
I was wrong. Well, that's fine.
See, it's Monday morning. It's been a long, cold, hard weekend for whatever that's worth. You're right. Thank you for listening and for straightening me out on it. It was Jimmy Carter. Remember it very well. I remember also the first time that Jimmy Carter raised the debt ceiling. And he smiled. If you remember, Carter could smile. And he says, well, now that's taken care of. And I thought, well, you dummy, that isn't taken care of at all. Took care of it for now. 6 months later, you're going to be doing it again. But anyway, so much for the presidents. Let's move along. Moving right along to Texas Animal ID. And it is happening, ladies and gentlemen, around. And I've said this before, as far as that Texas Animal ID is concerned, I think that was the best piece of legislation that was ever passed by any state legislature or any legislature anywhere. Because it is so ridiculous, and it is so binding to anybody that would be in the animal business, that people are going to rebel, and this country is ready for a rebellion. February the 16th, that was Thursday, the Texas Animal Health Commission held its regular meeting to discuss the public input on their proposed regulation to require all animal owners in Texas to register their premises by July the 1st. Well, this turned out to be not what you would consider just a regular meeting. They say over 200, and by the way, this thing in Texas, the bill has passed, is signed by the governor. It is law in Texas, for whatever that's worth. This is not something that's proposed. It's there. Over 200 angry livestock producers and pet owners packed an Austin hotel meeting room and made their feelings known to individuals responsible for proposing the regulation. Newspaper article begins by saying they yelled, they cursed, and they cried. And we'll discuss that right after this on the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People ask me how they can make a difference. I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Well, Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. But we feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
Bill Duncan of Kansas knows that the chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room and doctor visits and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems. And there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up. And then I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who finally realized what he should have done with his life. He should have been a consultant, specializing in hindsight. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Now, this animal ID thing, people, it's coming. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But there's a lot of folks out there that want to stop it, and it could be stopped. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If everybody would get up in arms like they have in Texas, and like I said, I think this was the best thing that Texas legislature could have ever done, because they passed this ridiculous law that goes on, you know, to say that you even have to have a premise number. If you have a canary or a parrot or a parakeet, that you have to have a premise number. If you have a pet rabbit for your kid, or if they have a 4-H project and they have one chicken, going to have a premise number, and that animal's going to have to be identified, and if you didn't identify it, you're going to get charged $1,000 a day. All that's in that Texas bill. And so anyhow, They had this meeting there in Austin, Texas, in a hotel room. They said over 200 people came in and packed the room. Dozens of people voiced their objections. The newspaper article came out and said they yelled, they cursed, and they cried. And in the end, the people who testified persuaded state commission members to delay a requirement that livestock owners register their animals with the government. Now, they didn't say they were going to eliminate it. They said they were going to delay it. The commission, as I said, was going to require everybody to do this. It's going to cost them a $20 registration fee. They'd have to do that every 2 years, and they just had until July the 1st to decide to do that. It would be, as I said, people that own just one of any kind of an animal or a bird. Well, commission staffs had made a last-minute recommendation to exempt caged birds, such as parakeets or canaries. Until such a time as a disease was found in the area, then those birds would also have to be registered. So they didn't change very much. The commission announced that they are postponing the rules until they can confer with their industry partners. Now, who in the hotel are industry partners? Come on, you know who they are. They're IBP. They're the major packing firms. That's exactly who they are. And then our own internal enemies. Our own internal enemies, which is NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And at this meeting now, at this meeting in Texas, the Texas Farm Bureau testified they supported this bill. They support it. The Texas Farm Bureau supports it. And on the national level, the National or the American Farm Bureau Federation supports animal ID. Anyhow, the people are so upset about this in Texas that they actually want to abolish the TAHC. That's the Texas Animal Health Commission. It's going to get rid of those people, all right? Looks good idea to me. I mean, we could abolish about two-thirds of our state bureaucracies, and we'd be better off. And we could abolish probably 90% of our federal bureaucracies, and we would be better off. But anyway, on May the 3rd, 2005, the governor signed this gaboodle of legislation into law. And only one member of the Texas state legislature voted against it, which proves that they vote for stuff that they haven't read, because I know Texans, they're not all stupid. If anybody that had read that legislation would know better. But anyhow, they're up in arms about that. Now, very quickly, in the state of Missouri, I just received this morning. A few dedicated people, desperately opposed to this national animal ID, have decided that we probably, absolutely, must get more extensive media coverage on the subject, and have determined that the best way to do this is to have a demonstration at the state capitol. We cannot wait on existing organizations to figure it out, so says Doreen Haynes. She says we have to stand against it now. We do not have time to wait any longer. Our plan is to have people bring animals with them and peacefully assemble at a staging area outside of the Capitol, and then have the people with stock drive around the Capitol several times with their animals and their no animal ID signs, stickers, and flags, while a statement is hand-delivered to the head of the Senate and the House regarding our opposition to the animal ID. Several television stations have already committed to be there to cover the event. Our goal is to get Missouri to be the first state to take a stance of opposition to this program based on constitutional violations. Anyway, we have the proper permission, she tells us, and the rally will be March the 31st at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I will give you Doreen's telephone number in case you want to get in touch with her. If I can find it, I have it. It is 417-962-0030. 417-962-0030. Let's go to the telephones. Todd in Kansas. Hi, Todd. You're on the air.
How you doing, Derek?
Good.
My wife and I, we were down in South Central Missouri Friday night, and we caught a little piece off Springfield News there at 10, and it was the cattle rustlers, they're back. And I didn't really understand it right off the bat, but my wife, she caught it, and it was all geared to animal ID and how these bad terrorist cattle rustlers, they're back. You know, it was pure propaganda, so I guess you're going to have your parakeet rustlers and your rabbit rustlers, you know. I didn't catch it, but she did. Boy, she caught it right off. That's just totally, that's your media coverage right now, pure propaganda to ID your animals.
See, that's not going to stop people. I'll give the animal ID credit. It would see you're not going to be able to buy or sell without the mark. That's as simple as that. It's scriptural, and they're doing it to the animals. So if they, and by the way, they've been rustling cattle more so here recently than they have in the past, because cattle are easier to, I mean, they sell for higher prices, and this time of the year people feed cattle.
Uh-huh.
My daughter came over and she'd seen something last night. She says, "Well, if everybody had fighting Charley like we do, they wouldn't be wrestling."
Right.
Because.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You could sure tell what it was geared for, though.
You bet. But the point is that they won't be able to take, if those cattle are ID'd, when this thing gets in the swing, they couldn't sell them. See, but they can butcher them. So anyway.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Right.
Let's go to. I'm sorry, Jeff. Tom in New York. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Hello, Derry. How are you doing
good
today? Listen, sir, this is going to be kind of a chuckle, but what would happen if you were in Texas and you were raising rabbits? By the time they summoned you for having an unregistered rabbit, they'd have a whole new claim on your property, wouldn't they?
Okay. But they rabbits were even mentioned in this.
You know, it's gotten to the point right now where, you know, you can be identified as a domestic terrorist for raising rabbits or something like that, or possession of an unregistered rabbit. Can you imagine, folks? At the light at the end of the tunnel for America looks like a guillotine. You know, like there's a big blade waiting there.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call, Tom. I'm going to tell you what kind of a terrorist you probably are or could be. You know, this is happening, and see, again, this is not, and I've been working on an article for the Paragon publication, and everything I read, not everything I read, but a lot of things that I read, they talk about how all this is all coming down from Washington. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's coming from the world leaders, because if it was coming down from Washington, how come it would already be in operation in Canada and Great Britain and Australia? It's all of this stuff is coming from way above. But anyway, here this guy is. I don't know Henry Rollins. Do you know Henry Rollins, Jeff? He's supposed to be a stand-up comedian and a rock star. And
I'm familiar with Henry, yes.
You know Henry. Well, did you know he was in Australia?
Didn't know that.
Well, you do now. He was on an airplane down there, down under, and he was reading a book on the airplane. And he was reading this book. I'm trying to find out what the book it was. But it had to do about jihad and something about a jihad. And he was told that he was now nominated as a possible threat for reading Jihad, The Rise of Militant Islam in Central Asia. This is the book he was reading, The Rise of Militant Islam in Central Asia. Well, you know, it looks to me like we all had better be reading that, because I don't know what the book says, but hey, we're seeing it happen right before our very eyes. Anyway, then he received a letter from the Australian government warning him not to read such books in the future. He put the response to the letter on his website to tell the Australian government what they could do. But we'll discuss that in more detail right after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
And we have returned. Talking about this fella Henry Rollins was in Australia. He's a United States rock star. I didn't know that, but Jeff informed me that he was. And because he was reading this book, and he was told not to read such books in the future, and he is now he's nominated as a possible threat. Because he read the wrong book on an airplane in Australia. Now, Margaret Jackson is CEO of Qantas Airlines. Now, Qantas is the airline, the Australian airline. And she was detained by the Transportation Security Agency in Los Angeles because she had aircraft diagrams in her suitcase or in her bag, whatever she was carrying. Wouldn't you suspect maybe a CEO of an airline would be allowed to carry aircraft diagrams? Anyway, in the United Kingdom, London's subway passengers are now being forced to stand in an 8-foot metal tank and have their entire body scanned for whatever that's worth. You know, they had the bombs go off there in the subway, and now they're doing that to everybody. But the point is, and let's go back to the Patriot Bill again. The Senate could have stopped this Patriot Bill at the Senate level, but they voted 96-3 against changing it. Now, if you remember, it's going to expire on March the 10th if they don't go ahead and pass it again. I'll give you the names of the senators that voted no. Feinhold, Bird, and Jeffords. And I didn't have time to look them up, and it didn't give me in this article where they were from. But anyway, only three senators voted not to abolish this Patriot bill, not to change it. And go back to Henry Rollins. He is now a terrorist threat because he was reading the wrong book on an airplane. You see, people say, this Patriot bill is good because, you know, it's just to stop terrorism. Once this bill gets enacted and once it has become law, then the search and the seizure and all of this is out of the Constitution, doesn't do us any good anymore. The Constitution, Bill of Rights are pretty well void. And you say, well, you know, our government isn't going to do anything to, you know, to harm us. Won't let the guy read a book on an airplane? Oh, he's in Australia. That may be. What if he's in the United Kingdom? But what if he's in Paragould, Arkansas, or Sandy Hook, Missouri? We don't have an airport in Sandy Hook anymore. We had to close that. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Recently on the Derry Brownfield Show, we talked with Charlie Stewart about his DVD, Alternative Power Video, and how he and his family have built their own house and live off the grid using solar power and biodiesel.
Jeff, there are no power lines whatsoever on our place here. Our plan was never from day one to be hooked up to the electric company. I had no electrical training, no framing, no building, no plumbing, no heating. None of that kind of training whatsoever. I just had a desire. I just wanted to do it. We're now in our sixth year. It has been the most satisfying thing I think I've ever done in my entire life, and it just gives me so much joy. I want to share it with anybody and everybody that will listen to me.
Alternative Power Video in DVD format only is 70 minutes long for just $24.95. To order, send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, go to AlternativePowerVideo.com.
Gold prices rallied to a high for the week on Friday on safe haven buying amid fresh threat of violence in Nigeria and Iran's continued defiance of calls to stop its uranium enrichment program, along with higher than expected inflation in January. Gold closed up $7.60 to $551.80 an ounce. Have a very happy President's Day on Monday. Visit SwissAmerica.com for more. And now this from author and CEO Craig R. Smith.
After slowly but steadily doubling in price over the last 5 years, gold is now moving up quickly and could easily double again. 4 years ago, my book announced the beginning of this new gold rush. I want you to have a free copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold, by calling now 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold with me. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Carol in Missouri. Hi, Carol. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I just wanted to tell you that we had a meeting here in West Plains last Tuesday.
Right.
And it was a good meeting, and it was got on to Senator Talent, the representative, was down here to field the opinions of people. And it was really, like you just said, pretty hostile, and a lot of people were really upset about it. So, anyway, Senator Talent himself is going to be at Mountain Grove on March the 15th. So we'd like everybody to be there, and so they can put in their voice their opinion.
Senator Talent will be in Mountain Grove.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is he on any committee that has... See, I don't... To my knowledge, there's nobody... There's no committee or anything in Washington that's even working on this, is there?
Not that I know of.
No, I don't think so. See...
But I'm sure he's... And he's like a lot of other senators that are checking it out and seeing what their constituents are wanting to do about it. And a lot of them there said it was too late to do anything about it, and a lot of them said it wasn't. But,
well, see, it's a mistake, and people keep saying, well, they've backed off. I've had several people tell me, oh, they're not going to do anything now. They just say not until the year 2009. Well, that's just 2 years away, really. This is already 2006. We got 7 and 8, and it'll be 2009. So,
yes, they said they tried this over at the Joplin
Sailborne
auction there, and of course they've seen that the bottleneck that it caused there, that wasn't going to work. So they're going to have to work out another plan. So they are just trying to feel their way through this thing before they get it to. Where it'll be compulsory.
Yeah, see, and here again, you don't see anybody, none of the organizations are saying, we're not going to allow this to happen. They're saying, well, we want to work out the details. First of all, we don't want to let private industry involved in the keeping of the data system and that sort of thing. Then they don't want to let somebody do this, and they want somebody else to do that. They're not saying, hey, it's a terrible idea, get rid of it. I like the guys in Texas. They want to do completely away with the Texas Animal Health Commission. Now, that would eliminate a big problem, I'm sure. But anyhow, you know, there's people out there that say, oh, we need government involved. Look how good they've taken care of they got rid of hog cholera in this country, and we got rid of brucellosis. Most states, I think, are brucellosis free now, but we vaccinate for it. We could have done that on our own as far as vaccination is concerned. But anyway, you still with me, Carol?
Yes, I am.
We just need
to get more people involved, and so they become more informed of what this is going to do and what it's going to cost us in the long run.
See, I'm not so concerned about the cost at all. To me, the cost is negligible. I mean, so it costs. As far as if it would stop all of livestock wrestling, it'd be worth the cost.
Well,
but that it's not the cost. It's the idea that the government is going to know exactly where every animal is, and they're turning this over to the packers. They're turning this over to the partners in this business. Our partners are IBP and ConAgra and Cargill. And the Farm Bureau, they're all going to know this, and they're going to give this information to the packers, and the packers are going to know where every animal is, how old it is, when it's going to be ready for market. As I like the term that Benny Roberts said. He said it's going to drive the last nail into the coffin of the cattle business in the United States as we have known it for 200 years. Anyway, Carol, appreciate the call.
There, it will. The cost will drive the small man out of business.
Well, that's what they want to do. But hey, Carol, I've got to go. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.